Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song to pray. Pressing filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna
Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
heart has longed for this moment with thee. I choose to worship Jesus.
Whoa. Shabbat Shalom. Good evening, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al, Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Like always, I'll remind you all to grab your study tools, your notepad, your iPad, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your Bibles, your good study dictionary, concordance, things that you would need for a good study. Whew. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's start with opening prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we come before thee on this Sabbath day, we choose to come and worship you and give honor to you. For you have chosen us, your children. You have chosen us to be used for your purpose. So it is our service to you, Father, to come and meet with you on this Sabbath day, which you have ordained us to rest on and rest in you, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, the demon, soon coming king. We thank you, Father, for protecting us throughout the course of the week and allowing us to put on the whole armor of Yahushua and demonstrating his character, which are called the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for your healing that you've given us, both mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We thank you for the strength that you've given us, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Father, we thank you for taking care of us and bringing us to this Sabbath day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom once again. I'm your host, Yara'al, of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's been a while since I had an opportunity to come before you all on behalf of the Most High. And I hope that throughout these next 6 weeks, he carves and chisels just a little bit more from you and I, you and me, so that we can fit into that wall of that temple that he's building. But I know the last time I had an opportunity to speak, I spoke about holiness and how we as Israel are holy. And the Father has separated us and chose us for a purpose. And that we had to do some work and maintain in our holiness. And that thing that we do is that we keep those laws, statutes, and judgments. And we do them according to his will and according to his ways. Interpret them for our own purposes. We pay attention to what he says. As the scriptures teach us, we don't add to his word and we don't take away from his word. But if we need explanation of his word, what does it say? The word tells us, seek the law from the priest's lips. Seek understanding from the man in whom he has chosen to dispense his word. So one of the things that came to my, throughout my, I would say, slight hiatus from teaching for coming before you all. You know, I was riding my wave of life, going on my ups and downs as I go on my surfboard. Got a little water on my board here, a little water on my board there. However, I didn't fall off. You know, and that's one of the things about life. We go through our ups and downs, our turnarounds, but it's all about not falling off your vessel and what you're traveling in or traveling on. For these things that we do and the things that we go through, they're for our edification. They're for our learning. And they're also testimonies that we can share. And it's based on a testimony. Oh, before we get to, you know, the lesson, just got to, you know, just remember to you all that we are in the, as we say, a hibernation season. And what I mean by a hibernation season, everything in nature is hibernating. Animals are hibernating. Flowers are hibernating. But humanity is not. Humanity is not hibernating. Humanity is still going on. During this particular time of the year, during these cold months, when we're in darkness a little longer than we are during other seasons, we have to be due diligent on keeping ourselves in right with the Most High. Buckling down in His Word, strengthening ourselves in His Word, you know, because this is the season which, you know, you get a lot of, number of people, they pick up weight. Why? Because they're in the house and there's nothing to do but sit around and watch television, sit around and scan the internet, sit around and do nothing. They have so much time to do something that they choose to do nothing but eat. But this is a time for us to get strong in that word, get strong in His truth. This is a time for us to shift ourselves, look at ourselves, reflect on what we have done up until this point, so that when we go into the new year, we have removed certain things from us, so that we're not carrying baggage from the old year into the new year, because we have gotten rid of them. So, now, to talk about some of the things that I've been going through. And then, Father, you know, as we learn, you know, some of the our things that we go through, they're for our learning. At the same time, they're a testimony that touches the Word. But we see ourselves in the Word, study the Word, and see that that situation that I've been going through is in the Word, and the Word is already told me how I could have avoided it or how I can get through it. So, as I said, I was, you know, riding my wave of life, going on my ups and downs and turnarounds. So this week, I got into a conversation at work. And I was, as I was doing my, at my job, doing my J-O-B, doing my due diligence, making sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as the employee of this institution. And I, as I say, I challenged someone in regards to, we would say policy and procedure. And what ended up happening was the person, they got defensive and raised up on me. And I would say in times past, I would have raised up myself. However, you know, checking myself, I'm realizing that sometimes, you know, I choose to be in battles that I don't need. So now I'm starting to really put forth a conscious effort, and I'm choosing not to be in certain situations. So I chose not to get in this battle with this gentleman, and I ended up referring him to someone else. And in the process, another coworker witnessed what was going on. And when she, you know, it was a female, not saying whether male or female made a difference, but it was a, you know, it was a young lady. And the person that I rose up on me, it was another male. So when, you know, after the gentleman walked away, you know, because I ended up referring them to someone on the in my particular area that had a little more authority than myself. I referred the individual to that authority, and I just left him alone. And the individual walked away. So the young lady that was on the side who witnessed the exchange, she stuck, you know, she made, you know, gave her little comments in regards to it, and she used the term ego. You know, she said, you know, she was explaining the situation. She said, his ego and your ego and blah, 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 blah. You know, I can't recall exactly verbatim exactly what she said, but she used the term ego. So inside, I was like, you know, saying to myself, I was, you know, ultimately trying to, you know, inside I'm trying to defend myself, and wondering why she keeps saying ego, because I didn't look at it from a perspective of me having an ego and this gentleman having an ego. But that's how the coworker looked at it from the ego perspective. And what eventually I ended up doing was looking up ego. So that's how this lesson is going to start off. It's going to start off dealing with the ego. And then when she, you know, she made the comment in regards to ego, she ended up going to Sigmund Freud. And if you're familiar with Sigmund Freud, he gave some philosophy. He's one of the philosophers. So Freud, he labels them, it's three of them. You have the superego, the id, and the ego. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the, you know, a short synopsis of what these different egos are and what they point to. So we got superego, and that's dealing with morality. And the superego is the ethical the component of the personality and provides a moral standard by which the ego operates. The superego superego's criticism inhibits form of personal consciousness. It provides aspiration and ideals representing one's ideal self-image or ego ideal. And this is what Sigmund Freud identifies as being the superego. Then another ego is called the id. And this is basically instincts. And it says, the id engages in primary process thinking, which is primitive, illogical, irrational, fantasy-oriented. This form of process thinking has no comprehension of objective, selfish, and wishful in nature. The id operates on the pleasure principle, that is very unconscious, wishful impulses to be satisfied immediately, regardless of the consequences. So this is the instinct. This is the id. This is the primal. This is the primitive ego that man has. Then we have the ego, which is characterized as reality. It is the only part of the conscious personality. It is what a person is aware of when they think about themselves and what they usually try to project. The ego operates according to the reality principle, working out realistic ways of satisfying the id's demands, often compromising or postponing satisfaction to avoid negative consequences of society. So when I read that, I was like, wow. So then it took me back to my early studies. And in my early studies, we came across the Yetzin Hara and the Yetzin Tov. That was a book that I read way back when. And so it says the Yetzin Tov is the good inclination and the Yetzin Hara, the evil inclination. Something inside us wants to do good, but something else always urging us to be selfish or disrespectful or rude, etc. So, and thinking about that, it took me to the scriptures, because the name of it, the title of this particular lesson is The Choice Is Yours. So we as individuals can choose to do good, or we can choose to do evil. Just like we started off, the Father wants us to be holy. He told us that we are holy. So if we are holy, then we are filled with goodness. But yet we as individuals must choose to want to be holy and choose to do good. That dwells within us doesn't want to do good. It wants satisfaction for itself. So when we're doing good, we're doing good for the sake of someone else. But when we're doing evil, it boils down to we're being selfish. So it took me to the scriptures. It took me to the first scripture that came to mind was Genesis chapter 4, verse 6. And we've heard this one before. And it reads, Yahweh said, why are you angry? Why has your expression on your face fallen? If you do well, won't it be lifted up? If you do not do well, sin crouches at the door. Its desire is for you, but you are to rule over it. So when we look at this, when we as individuals are in situations, we are supposed to think and understand who we are and what we represent. Even though I know situations come up real fast, they come up real fast, and we make a decision. But we have to understand that spirit that dwells within us is faster than we actually think we're thinking. So when we make a decision, that mind is calculate. Because if you as an individual that's constantly practicing to do right, what are you going to do? Your decisions that you make is going to be based on you always trying to do right. And if you are an individual that's out there doing wrong, what's going to happen? Your decision making is going to be based on you doing wrong. So when we talk about our decision making and making a choice, we're making a choice based on the things that we're constantly doing, trying to do right. When something comes to us or a situation come about us, that spirit jumps out there. That spirit of goodness jumps out there and projects goodness to come from you. Same way, if you're not doing right, that evilness, that primal nature that dwells within you jumps out there and tells you what to do. Because if you do good, as the scriptures say, won't you get good? And if you don't do good, sin crouches at the door. Why? Because death is waiting for you. Romans chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. Verse 21 to 23. It says, and this is Paul speaking. It says, I find then the law that while I desire to do good, evil is present. For I delight in Yahweh's law after the inward person, but I in my members, warn against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity under the law of sin, which is in my members. So what is he saying? In our minds, we're constantly warring with one another to do good or to bad, or to do bad, to do good or to bad. But he tells us that we are holy, and that we have been sanctified, that we have been separated. But we also have to choose to want to do what he says. Because it's through us choosing to want to do right, then that word that we study and try to do on a regular basis will dwell within us. And as we do right, what happens? Our nature begins to change from what it used to be. From here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. And it reads, "For we walk in the flesh. We do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before Abba, to the throwing down of strongholds, throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of Abba, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Yahushua, and being in readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is made full." So what do we talk? What is happening? We as individuals have to strive to want to be obedient to Yahweh's word. And the example that has been given to us is Yahushua. And Yahushua said that he will send his spirit to us and help us to overcome the wickedness that dwells within. But do we believe that? And do we operate in that belief and being obedient and to Yahushua and to the word and to Abba? 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. "You, Solomon, my son, know the Elohim of your father, and serve him with perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." So what is this saying? This is saying if we continue to seek Yahweh, seek his understanding, what is he going to do? He's going to be there with us. But if we forsake his word, if we choose not to follow his word, then what are we doing? Turning away from him. We're turning away. And when we turn away, we begin to go further and further and further away from him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We've heard this one before. And it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. But he who comes to Elohim must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." So if we're seeking the Father, what is he going to do? He's going to reward us with the knowledge of his word, with the truth of his word, with the understanding that his kingdom is real. Why he is doing the things that he is doing. He's showing us how he is not selfish with the wonders and the greatness that he has. But we have to believe that he has this greatness. And if we believe in his greatness, then we're going to continue to seek him. We're going to be seeking to be closer to him. Because we as individuals, we start off the race far away. But as we increase our knowledge in his ways and in his truth and listening and obeying his voice, we come closer and closer and closer. And as Yahushua said, "I am that light. I am the truth. I am the way." So the more we be obedient to the word, the closer we get to Yahushua. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, and it reads, above all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the evil one. Remember earlier we were talking about the war that's going on within? See, when we take up that shield of faith, see, that faith is inside us. And see, when the adversary or when that nature that dwells within us, that primitive nature rises up, our faith in Yahushua, our faith in that word, as it grows within us, assists us in quenching those fiery darts. Because we're putting up that shield to block them, to assist us, so that we can continue the good fight or continue the journey in righteousness. Because we have stepped off of that road that leads to destruction. A couple months ago, our rabbi passed on to us. He taught us. And it was a point that I think I brought out in another lesson, but I'm bringing it out again in this particular one. When he was saying, he made the comment about being righteous. You know, the scriptures teach that Israel is righteous. Why? Because Yahushua is righteous. Because Abba is righteous. And he chose us to be righteous. And if he chose us to be righteous, we have to operate in righteousness. We are righteous in that we sometimes make mistakes. You know, because if we're looking at ourselves as being righteous, then we're going to operate and do things right. We're going to have that opportunity to listen to the Father because we're operating in righteousness. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we're human. I tend to say that, I've been saying that recently, like, you know, because at one time I used to think, yeah, I don't make mistakes. I don't make too many mistakes. Nah. So when I make mistakes, I say, you know what? Let this show that I am human. But sometimes we have these perceptions of ourselves that makes us superhuman, that we think we are, you know, perfect. To make it short and sweet, perfect. And if we make a mistake, we try to justify that the mistake that we made wasn't really a mistake, when in essence it was a mistake. We try to justify it. But it was a mistake. You flawed. You know, we all have slight character flaws here and there. But I say that all to understand that when, you know, when we have this faith, it assists us in fighting against others and ourselves. Because that faith in that word is going to cause us to check ourselves. Because he said his word is like a double-edged sword. Yeah, you might be cutting somebody else, but at the same time, you're pricking yourself. You know, and if you prick yourself, you will bleed. You might not bleed long, but you will bleed just a little bit to let you know that. So here we're going to go from here, you know, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7. It reads, seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to Yahweh, and he will have mercy on him, to our Elohim, for he will freely pardon. Even the sinner is being encouraged to change his ways and come to the Father, come to the Torah, come to those that are righteous, so that they too can partake of the goodness of Abba through his son Yahushua. See, the scriptures say how he reigns on the just and the unjust. Why? Because he wants everybody to have an opportunity to know his son and have the opportunity to meet him. But it's our choice whether or not we want to. And he's not going to force us to do anything. From here, we're going to go to Job chapter 21, verse 27. And it reads, "Behold, I know your thoughts, the plans with which you would wrong me." So the Father knows our thoughts. Why? Because he has been studying us. He has been studying our patterns of behavior. So he knows what we're capable of. He knows what we're capable of. And he knows how to maneuver to assist us in having that opportunity to make it to his kingdom. He knows how to maneuver and give us an opportunity to meet his son, to meet one of his servants. He knows what to do. Because as we know, Father is the present, the past, and the future. He's in one time. Because time has been created for humanity. So he's beyond time. Psalms chapter 40, verse 5. "Many, Yahweh, my Elohim, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward us. They can't be declared back to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than I can count." When we sit back and look over our lives and we look at the wonderful things or look at the things that we have experienced with the Father, rather we be in the Torah or out of the Torah. Because you can talk to an unrighteous man and he'll tell you about all these good things that have happened to him, not realizing that it's the Father that's allowed him to have these things. Even though he doesn't acknowledge them, the Father is granting these individuals the things that they have. Just like he granted these things to us. And we understand and know that they are coming from him. And see, and that's why we as believers, we as righteous men and women, that's why when we speak to people, we give them our testimony of the goodness that we have achieved through Yahushua, Messiah, so that they too can understand and know that it's him who assist them also. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5. And it reads, "Of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful." See, as righteous men, or as righteous people, as his servants, our goal is not to lead anybody or to deceive anyone, but to help them understand and know who Yahushua is. Because we know that Yahushua laid his life down for the world's sake. But he chose Israel to be that witness of what he has done, so that they can share it with the rest of the world. Because as Israel traveled throughout the generations, they traveled throughout different nations. And these different nations saw, they seen what the power of their mighty one could do. But as we read in the scriptures, Israel didn't pay attention to the mighty one that was leading and guiding them. They took them for granted. They were not grateful. So we as believers today, let us not be like our forefathers, because we have in the narrative about what happened to them because of their stiff neck, being stiff-necked and disobedient. Let us continue to be just. Let us not fall in the ways of the wicked. Let us not even deceive ourselves. Because when we deceive ourselves, what are we doing? We're turning our backs, or we're walking away from the Most High. We're walking away from Yahushua. We're walking away from the Torah. We're walking away from those who are here to represent the body of the Messiah. When we deceive ourselves in our own righteousness. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 26. Yahweh detests the thoughts of the wicked, but the thoughts of the pure are pleasing. Who's the pure? The pure are the righteous ones in whom he hath chosen. See, because what is our thought? To please the Most High. Because we want to be like Yahushua, our example. And what was he doing? Beginning healing people. Why? Because that was his reality. We have to change our narrative that we have in our minds. Change our reality. Be in this world, but not of this world. Operating in the ways of Yahushua. Being selfless. You know, that is easier said than done. But if we're putting forth an effort to be righteous, putting forth an effort to be holy, because that's what the scripture said. He said, I am holy for that. So that means you are holy. I am righteous. So that makes you righteous. So we changed our perspective on our state, obeying his voice and keeping his laws, statutes, and judgments, and paying attention to our forefathers. As the scriptures say, everything was written, everything was written before time was written for our learning. From here, we're going to go to chapter 18. We're going to read from verses 17 to look like 19. If I go a little further, that means I didn't put the number down. So it reads, Yahweh said, will I hide from Abraham what I did? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth will be blessed in him. For I have known him to the end, that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and just to the end, that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him. See, we're at this scripture because the Father doesn't hide anything from us. He reveals his word to us. He reveals what he's going to do in this world to us. So we have no excuse. For he has shown in the past what he will do for certain behaviors and for certain things. So he lets us know. Why? Because he has chosen us. He is calling us righteous. He is calling us holy. Yahushua loves us. Yahushua breathed his spirit in us. Yahushua gave us authority. We were going to do greater works. He has entrusted a great task to us. But the question is, do you choose to be that one? Do you choose to walk according to his will? Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Another scripture to support the previous scripture. Surely Yahweh Elohim will do nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, prophets. Who are the prophets? The prophets are the ones who house the seed. The seed of continuation. The word is identified as being the seed. Yahushua was a seed planted here on this earth to share his fruit with humanity. We read in, I believe it's Galatians, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit that he shared with us, that if we partake of those things, we become or we demonstrate his character. Luke chapter 8, verse 17, is hidden that will not be revealed, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. See, we understand and we know things because the Father reveals these things through his Son. And his Son reveals these things to the prophets. And the prophets reveal these things to the people. Reveal these things to the people. See, because the prophets travel, they go from place to place. But the priests are stationary in a place. So the Father reveals to both the prophets and the priests. So the people don't have any excuses for why they do the things that they do unless they just choose to do them. So that's not really an excuse. That's your choice. Matthew chapter 10, verse 26. Therefore, do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing uncovered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. That's another scripture letting you know that things will be revealed to his people, to the ones he has chosen to be holy, to be sanctified. Why? Because they have a work to do. They have a purpose to do for the Father. They have been tasked by Yahushua. They have been trained by Yahushua. And they're constantly being trained by Yahushua. Because he said, I will send my spirit and it will grant you all knowledge, all understanding. From here, we're going to go to Romans. I apologize for that. We can go to Romans chapter 1. Verse 18 and 19. And then we're going to go to 29, and it reads, bear in mind what has been said in regards to all things are being revealed. All things are being told. Whether it be good, whether it be bad, information is transmitted to humanity through the Spirit, to the righteous ones, to the ones who have been set apart, so that they can share it with the nations and to one another. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of Yahweh is revealed in them. For Yahweh revealed it to them. Verse 28 to 32. Even as they refused to have Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil habits, secret slanders, backbiting, hateful to Yahweh, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knows the ordinances of Yahweh, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. I'm going to go back to verse 32 again. It says, who, knowing the ordinances of Yahweh, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. You hear that, family, friends, and listening audience? These people know the ordinances of Yahweh, but yet they still evil. They still want to dwell in that primitive nature of themselves. They don't want to elevate themselves and be one of the righteous men, and the righteous men of Yahweh. One of those who believe in Yahushua. One of them who wish to keep the law, statutes, and judgments. These people break the law, statutes, and judgments, and they approve of others who do the same. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 to 10. In him we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, posed in him, to the administration of the fullness of the time, to sum up all things in Yahushua, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. Understanding this, family, the choice is yours. Which way do you want to be? Or which way do you wish to travel? And when we traveling, as we read in the scriptures, may your yea be yea and may your nay be nay. But realize, if you choose to go against the word, you can always change your mind. You can always change your mind. And then on the flip side, if you choose to walk according to the ways of the Most High and you become a little impatient, if you choose to walk away from the Most High, you have that option also. But just believe and understand, He's let you know what will happen to you. If you choose to walk away, or if you choose to turn back. But I will always encourage you, as scriptures say, He tells us to choose life. Life and good. And we know what life and good is. That is Yahushua. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And no one can enter into that kingdom except through Him. So the Father, you know, like I said, you know, throughout the course of my week and my hiatus from teaching, been going through some ups and downs, and this is some of the things that, you know, He brought to my mind. And what He brought to my mind is the choice aspect. See, I can choose to be difficult, or I can choose not to be difficult. I can choose to be arrogant, or I can choose not to be arrogant. I can choose to be mad or upset or disappointed, or I can choose not to be. And I'm realizing that when I choose not to be arrogant, my pressure is a little lower. When I choose not to be angry, my pressure is a little lower. When I choose not to be argumentative, I sleep a little better. When I choose the Father and I choose His ways and I give honor to His Son, I feel happy. And I feel happy because I have been chosen. See, because when you're happy, you begin to realize why you're happy. And you're happy because the Father is allowing you to be happy. The Father is allowing you to realize that happiness comes through Him, comes through His Word, comes through His truth. Because you begin to understand that His realm, all goodness. His realm is all joy. His realm is all peace. So that's why He says, seek Him. When you seek His peace, seek his joy. Seek to understand His word. And then your reality will begin to change. We're going to end this is my last scriptures for tonight. We're going to go to Psalms 56, verses 1 to 13. And it reads, and I'm reading it from the scriptures translation, 1998 version. It says, it reads, show me favor, O Elohim, for man will swallow me up. Fighting all day long, he oppressed me. My enemies will swallow me all day long. For many are fighting against me, O Most High, in the day I'm afraid. I trust in you, and Elohim, whose word I praise. Elohim, I have trusted. I do not fear. What could flesh do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me, the evil. They stir up strife they hide. They watch my steps as they lie and wait for my life. Because of wickedness, cast them out. Put down the people in displeasure. O Elohim, you have counted my wandering. You put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? My enemies turn back in the day I call. This I know, because Elohim is for me. In Elohim, whose word I praise, in Yahweh, whose word I praise, in Elohim I have trusted. I do not fear. What can man do to me? On me, O Elohim, are your vows. I render praise to you, for you have delivered my life from death, my feet from stumbling. I might walk before Elohim and the light of the living. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So family and friends, as we dwell in the Sabbath day with the Most High, as he sup with us and open our minds to perceive the wonders of his word, may we be like little children and absorb the wonders of his word, absorb his presence, and find joy in one another. For he dwells in us all. May we continue to pull the joy out of ourselves, pull the peace out of ourselves, pull the kindness and the love out of ourselves, and share it with someone else. For the more we share, the more we share, more we share, the more selfless we become. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Merciful Father, as we come before thee on this Sabbath day, we ask of thee to continue to allow the light of Yahushua that dwells within us shine brightly. Continue, Father, to help us to separate ourselves from this world system. May we continue to utilize your word to cleanse our souls, to cleanse our minds, to give us greater understanding of your Son, Yahushua, our Savior, our Redeemer, Yahushua. And through his loving kindness, that we share that with others. We thank you, Father, for choosing us. We thank you, Father, for your kindness. And we thank you, Father, for giving us Yahushua, perfect example, and that help. Yahushua's holy and precious name, we thank you, Father, this Sabbath day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our shield, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So many times I wonder why. Like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my eyes? And now I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that you hold me. Out of the many others, you saw me. You called me. You chose me.
Your joy.